Okay, greetings, Earthlings. Continuing on from part one of Lariah's reading. So go and listen to part one, because this is just going to be me finishing up the Google search. Currently, like following the reading, the psychic reading, there is zero information out here. I also felt like there was, I saw there was a dropout in my recording. As I listened, opened TikTok and recorded. So fingers crossed the audio recording turned out fine. Part one, it should have. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause and listen to this TikTok video, which you guys won't hear, and then I'm going to come back and talk to you about it. Okay. Okay, so that video was exactly the same one that I watched already. It was just a picture with a song. Zero information. Oh, it says she's 16, so she must be turning 17 on Google. I'm going to keep diving, and we're going to stay on and see what I can find factually. No updates so far that I found. That part where it said a case that doesn't sit well, that was a different thumbnail, I think, for a different case. It must have been. So stick around with me. Let's see what we can find out about this beautiful young girl. You know what really gets me? Is that you know, I mean, I don't mind for the sake of the readings, but what really gets me is that there's not information, which is like, it kind of sounds like, I mean, there are people who care, but it feels like they don't, you know, care enough to share information about these cases, because there is nothing out there. I mean, if you look at well-known cases, there's so much information. The family's talking, and I guess if it's open, they're still looking, and you're not going to find much, and it's new, I guess, but and it's almost a shame that there's not a lot of information. Didn't realize she was so well. She felt young, but I also felt older. Yeah, there's like zero information out here, dudes. Sorry to call you dudes. That's very sorry. I'm sort of distracted reading and speaking, and so I reverted back to my casual speak. Yeah, I don't. I guess there's been an update on whether they found her. I guess I'm quiet because found nothing. Okay, I'm just gonna do another search. There's another Facebook page, the same information. So, no news, guys. I'm a little flabbergasted, but I'm not surprised that I can't find information on her to factually validate the reading, like I've been able to do in the past. And like I said before, it kind of makes me sad, because for her, not for the reading, for her, and women like her or girls like her because shouldn't there be more information about her? I don't posts about people looking for her other than these couple of posts, or you know, friends and family lobbying for her on the news, or I get it, some people don't want to be on the news, but you know, it's not like what you see in other major cases where it's very transparent. There's photos upon photos upon photos. This guys, there's zilch, nada, nothing. Oh, I just feel this sadness. I mean, obviously she's important to people who are looking for her and to her family and people who love her. And, you know, if law enforcement is looking, one or two of them might see her legitimately be looking for her. But it just feels like it's not enough. You know, how are people supposed to identify her with one photo? I mean, is it even on the news? I can't. Let's see if I can find some news videos. Nothing. Lariah Rose Roland, missing. I typed that into Google. No results in news. Zero results in the news. How is that possible? And I'm sure that you guys who are familiar with MMIWG cases would be like, yeah, duh, right? Of course, this is what they've been dealing with, but there's nothing. So we're just going to have to... Oh, what's this? Missing persons alerts. Okay. Let's read her missing persons alert. That's something. There's an alert. Montana, please share. Okay. Also, side note, if you type her name into Facebook, you get a few different Lariahs from Montana. Yeah. So I'm just looking through the comments. Before I read her missing persons alert, no one is saying that they found her. There's no update. Just a lot of people praying for her. I know this is a little repetitive, but I just want to do my due diligence and make sure that I'm giving you guys as much truth as I can. Okay. I think she might have had like multiple Facebooks. I'm not going into them. I just sort of typed it in looking for an alert and I saw like a few there. So, okay. 17 years old now. American Indian, it says, or Alaskan Native. We knew her height. Last contacted 22nd of April. Okay, so we read and that photo is 14th of March. We read that she was last seen on the 28th of March. Was it April or March? Oh, sorry. What does it say in her? 28th of March is what Facebook said they had last seen her. But it says on here, last contacted 22nd of April. Okay. That's it. There's nothing else on the poster. No idea about where she might be. You know, she... I think I'm gonna leave it at that, guys. I'm a little bit flummoxed, I suppose, in a way, because I read her as feeling like much older than she actually was. So I was feeling like 17 is older, but some photos, like in like profile photos for some of those Facebook profiles that I haven't gone into, right? She looks so young. But the photo of her missing persons alert, she looks her age, but she could be from 17 up to 22 or something like that, but she's only 16, 17. So it's possible that I was reading like her being responsible for other people, like siblings. Okay, guys, I'm going to finish it up there. All my love. Thank you for listening, and pray they find her soon. I feel like they will. I feel like they will find her. All my love, guys. Take care. I'm hearing alive. Okay. Bye-bye.